Anyway, we are here for a few more minutes until we have to wait. We have to go to the bottom of the hour? Yeah, we're going to have to go to the bottom of the hour, Bob. So I'm going to introduce you, and then we will talk after the bottom of the hour. Bob Kohler is a national award-winning columnist, reporter, and editor, and he has been based in Chicago for 25 years. His columns and essays have appeared in numerous newspapers and magazines, and he's heard on National Public Radio. Well, he's currently syndicated with Tribune Media Services, but after writing a column about 3 weeks ago now, right, Bob? It was called Election 2004 Was Stolen, Will Someone Please Tell the Media? Well, how much time do I got to explain what happened here? Well, he wrote that column, and it was syndicated through Tribune Media Services. It did not, however, run in the Chicago Tribune. On the other hand, a fellow by the name of Don Wycliffe wrote a rebuttal to that column. And, a bit of a firestorm has ensued ever since, leading up to Mr. Kohler's column being spiked today, this week. We're going to talk about that after the break. Apologies for all the difficulty. We told you it was Seat of Your Pants Radio. So you sit tight there, Bob. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes. Sorry about that. You're listening to Brad Friedman on The Brad Show via Raw Radio.
Raw Radio. Radio. Radio.
Sweet home, Chicago. Okay, sweet home Chicago. I think we may be back on the Brad Show via Raw Radio. Need to take out that other music out of my ears, Ken. Thanks. Apparently, we preempted ourselves last hour somehow. We are back live right now on the Brad Show. Apologies for whatever happened. We don't know, but apparently they started playing last week's Big Gay Hour, or 2 weeks ago's Big Gay Hour. So you missed some really cool stuff. Amongst them, Bright Eyes on Jay Leno. We have Bob Kohler standing by, and we're going to talk to him very quickly. We're going to have to do it a lot quicker than we thought, because everyone has been requesting that they wanted to hear Bright Eyes. So, do we play it? Okay, hang on. We're going to give us... you know what? I'm going to hold this for next week. Sorry. I don't want to keep Bob waiting any longer. Sorry about that, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I'm sorry for all the technical difficulties. I have no idea why all of a sudden the show dropped out and went to a repeat or something. I think it's you, Bob.
It must be.
Everyone's trying to cancel you everywhere you go. So let's bring
the long reach of the Tribune.
Yeah, apparently so. Tribune Media Services at your service. Anyway, so you wrote a column. We had you on our premiere show. We thought we had the bugs worked out, but apparently we don't. In any case, you wrote a column called Election 2004 Was Stolen, Will Someone Please Tell the Media? And Don Wycliffe from the Chicago Tribune had a reply to that column. Interestingly enough, the column itself didn't air in the Chicago Tribune, but he thought it was appropriate to rebut your column. And as I recall, he pointed out that Americans should turn to Richard Nixon.
Right. That's right. Yeah, the moral leadership of Richard Nixon.
Right. Now, so that's what we should look to, how to handle such situations when we're concerned that an election may have been stolen. We should look at the way Richard Nixon behaved.
Right.
So you, in turn, decided to reply to Mr. Wycliffe's article, and I should point out that we invited him to appear tonight, but he did not return our calls or our emails for some reason. In any case, so you wrote a column, beautifully headlined, by the way, Citizens in the Rain, and it got spiked. The powers that be at the media, Tribune Media Services, decided that it was not going to be run at all, your reply to Mr. Wycliffe. Has that ever happened before, Bob?
Well, no, nothing like this has ever happened. Nothing like this has ever been... Well, there's never been this internal thing going on between the syndicate and the newspaper either. What the decision made was not to send it out on the syndicate wire, and they asked me to do a different column. Now, I should point out that they never said don't write about the issue, and I, you know, and so the column I wrote was, I didn't have much time, and so I pulled together a mailbag kind of column of letters I got from the first couple election columns, and so there was like 7 or 8 different voices, or maybe 10 different voices of people talking on their own perspective on election 2004 and you know, their own experiences with it and their own anguish about it. So what really got killed was me versus Don Wycliffe in the Tribune. And so I think they were very feeling strange about that as opposed to the issue of writing about election reform.
Yeah, well, look, and actually, I'm sorry to cut you off there, but since we don't have as much time as we thought, Wycliffe wrote a column in which he named you specifically.
Right.
And I believe, I can't remember if he called you a conspiracy theorist or if he called the entire movement conspiracy theorist.
Well, he called you and everybody else a conspiracy theorist.
Me? What did I do? What did I do to Don Wycliffe?
Well, he didn't call you by name, but there were a lot of people were writing letters to the Tribune saying they should run my column because I worked at the Tribune, and some people thought, well, why shouldn't the Tribune run my column? I didn't tell anybody to write in, but people did, and the phenomenon of people writing in is what spurred Don Wycliffe to write the column, and he interviewed me, and I thought there was going to be at least, at worst, a sort of neutral column talking about the letter writers and maybe quote me and maybe quote something from the other side. But instead, it was all just, you know, trashing the whole idea of the National Conference and people that are saying there were irregularities in 2004. And the point of the column was just shut up already. The election's over. Your guy lost. Don't be a sore loser. Do what Richard Nixon did and fall on your sword.
Right. So you had a response to that. And
yes.
I think your response actually was beautiful. The column was called Citizens in the Rain. And I should mention it is available at commonwonders.com, your personal website.
Right.
Because people should read this. I mean, I have a theory about what really happened is that, the subtitle of this is, maybe we can't have election reform without media reform. And, I mean, you were pretty tough. We had Carol Toronicki on last hour, and she was tough on Philadelphia Daily News on the Gannon Guck. The fact that not specifically Wycliffe that you went after, but just the fact that you're smashing up the mainstream media.
I think that down in the Tribune newsroom, I'm number two behind Osama bin Laden in terms of people they hate, and I don't even know what they're thinking about all this, and I'm sure Don must be beside himself with all this. I mean, but I mean to me the real outrage is that the Tribune not only isn't they're not letting me I did send the column to the Tribune, and my bosses encouraged me to do that, so they weren't trying to, you know, make it go away off the face of the earth.
Well, I mean, you've been how long have you been with Tribune Media Services?
10 years.
And
10 years.
And you've never had a column spiked?
Oh no, definitely that's definitely never have before. No, it's a totally unprecedented thing. But the outrage is still that the Tribune one won't see. The Tribune isn't going to run. The Tribune won't run it. They didn't run it, and and at Tribune Media Services, we couldn't make the Tribune run it. They're two separate entities making their own decisions. And to me, the outrage is that I can't. Not only will they not run my response to Don's column, but they won't run anybody's letter. I'll bet you there have been 150 to 200 letters have come in response to the Wycliffe column. Not a single one has appeared in the Tribune. I take that back. One letter appeared, and it talked about Richard Nixon. It was some issue with Nixon, but it doesn't say anything. It didn't. That letter didn't say anything about the 2004 election. They're not letting. They're not letting a ghost. You know, a whisper of that. You know, of people saying that there's a problem appear in the 15 pages of the Tribune, the paper.
Yeah, well, you know, and there was one thing really that was really important that you wrote about in this column that didn't run, that didn't get syndicated, that, who knows, maybe you can write the column again and this time report, you know, discuss a columnist who has said yada yada without mentioning Wycliffe by name, because one of the important points that you made was that in Wycliffe's piece, and frankly, in the emails that apparently he's been sending people in response to the emails that he's been getting, he makes the point essentially that it doesn't matter because Kerry didn't care, John Kerry didn't care, so we shouldn't be concerned about it. Do you want to talk about that?
He said Kerry is the guy with the most at stake, and if he's not taking any action, then clearly there's nothing for anyone else to do.
So Kerry's the guy who has the most at stake.
Yeah. Now this is an outrage, and I am so upset about that. And I mean, this is not a personal thing between me and Don. I don't care about, you know, him saying something that was negative about me, because I'm used to that. I write a very tough kick-ass column. And a lot of people get mad, and they call me a lot of names, and I don't care. It's kind of my red badge of courage. And but for him to just lay that point out there, you know, that Kerry is the one that has the most at stake, and his whole this sports analogy runs through his column. I mean, it's the final score on the scoreboard that counts, not what the, you know, the expert said before the game started that matters. And so this whole sports analogy, and it's, you know, who wins and then forget everything else. That's how the media covers elections, and it reduces the voters to sports fans, to couch potatoes, to sit there helplessly for our guy to either win or lose. And this outrages me. This is not what a democracy is about. And, you know, and I don't think Kerry has the most at stake. I think people that, you know, if your son may go to Iraq and die, you have the most at stake, you know. I mean, or your son has the most at stake, or your daughter. I mean, Kerry, it's no skin off his nose either way. He's still doing pretty well for himself. You know, he's still a member of the club.
You're damn right, and you know, thank God you're. I hope you are. You going to still stay on this? We have just about 30 seconds left. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to stay on this beat, Bob? You going to have something to say?
Yeah, I'll keep on it. I mean, I can't write about it every week. I have to sort of vary my topics, but I will absolutely stay on this. Until I'm positive that in 2006 we will have a fair election.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. Bob Kohler from Tribune Media Services, commonwonders.com. Check out the article you missed, and we'll have him back real soon. Sorry about all the problems, Bob.
That's all right.
We'll be back with our final minutes of the Brad Show.
Okay, so I'm.
You can. Thanks, Doc. Thanks, Bob.
Raw.
Bye-bye.
Radio.